Good afternoon. My name is Dan Linkenhoker, and you're listening in on Green Energies. What exactly are they? Today, we're going to talk about hydroelectricity. It is generally acknowledged that energy is an important material basis for people's survival and development. We are going to focus on hydroelectricity. I have three guests on the show, Sarah, Ruki, and Wee, who are going to be explaining exactly what hydroelectricity is. But first, I would like to give you guys a little bit of background on how a hydroelectricity power plant works. To begin with, you build a dam which holds back a ton of water, creating a reservoir. The water is then released into a penstock, which flows downhill. While the water flows downhill, it hits a turbine, and the force of the water causes the turbine blades to spin. These turbine blades turn a shaft, which spins a generator, and that produces electricity. The water then flows out the bottom of the dam and continues on downstream. Now you may be thinking, what happens to all the fish, like salmon, when they need to go back to their breeding grounds? Well, that's where fish ladders come in. Basically a series of steps that water can fall down on the outside of the dam. The fish climb the steps, ironically, without legs, and return to the reservoir to spawn. The electricity, on the other hand, flows through huge power lines, which I'm sure you've all seen before, and if you haven't, that is surprising because they are completely covering our landscape, and they transport electricity to your home where you are using it to power your computer and listen to this podcast. Now that you've heard a novice like me explain what hydroelectricity is, how about we turn to one of our guests, Sarah, and have her explain exactly what hydroelectricity is. So Sarah, exactly what is hydroelectricity?
Hydroelectricity is the production of electrical power through the use of gravitational force of falling or flowing water. It is a flexible source of energy since the amount of water produced by a station can be changed up or down very quickly to adapt to a change in energy demands. For these reasons, it is widely used around the world.
All right, we are in conversation with Ruki, Sarah, and Wee, experts in hydroelectricity, and we'll be back after this short commercial break. Welcome back. My name is Dan Linkenhoker, and I'm here with Sarah, Ruki, and we are discussing exactly what is hydropower. Now, Sarah, let's talk about ways which hydroelectricity is better, and please elaborate exactly on how that is.
Unlike fossil fuels, hydropower is a renewable energy source. Water is always going to be available, given the interaction between the Earth's surface and the atmosphere. Hydroelectricity is more greener than others, considering it releases no pollutants.
Adding on to that, its efficiency ranges from 80 to 90% compared to those of thermal, which is about 40%. The amount of electricity can be controlled. That is, if you need a lot of energy in a short amount of time, it's possible with hydroelectricity. Also, dams can serve multiple purposes, such as water storage for irrigation and flood control. So I guess it works out well that way.
All right, Ruki. You're talking about the good of hydroelectricity. I mean, there has to be some disadvantages, right?
Let's start with the cost. Setting up a hydroelectric power plant is very expensive. In addition to that, it takes a long time, displacement of a lot of people, loss of biodiversity to get hydropower. Catastrophic dam failures could occur, like it did in the mid-1900s, where there were about 33 major dam failures in the United States, with 1,680 resulting death and an average of 42 per year. And nowadays, there are hundreds of thousands of people at risk from dam failures. But the good thing is that engineers like us are here to save the world, providing both electricity and safety.
Now, Wee, do you think we would be able to overcome these disadvantages and make full use of hydroelectricity?
Personally speaking, with the rapid development of related technologies, it is really possible for scientists and engineers to solve the issues and improve the function of the hydroelectric facilities. And it is no doubt that hydroelectricity will become more and more important and extensively used in the future.
Ruki, Sarah, and Wee, thank you very much for your time here. Hopefully, with your help, we've left our audience with more than just, damn, it's a dam to think about. Have a good day.